Blog Talk Radio.
You wanna know my ways, you fall down at my feet so everyone can see. Lifting up your hands, you're calling on my name. Well, you have got to be real. This is Natalie Albano. It sure is a Thursday. We are already in March 3rd, 2016. Man, I do not know, but I have to say that in the last two episodes I made a couple bloopers. And I must say that the other one that I did not correct, and I need to, is where Madeleine Albright, who was the Secretary of State, not under Reagan. Now, it was under President Clinton. Oh, boy. If there were a lot of people who were informed listening to this, I'd get reamed, y'all. Anyway, so this is You Have Got to Be Real, and I've got to be real. This has been a challenging week on many levels. I must say that there are things going on in my life where I have to yell grace, grace to that thing until it moves. Ugh. But apart from my frustration, I think about the things that are happening in our country, the things that people are believing, the things that people are entertaining, the things that people are defending. It is very sophisticated. It is a sophisticated level of programming and control, y'all. People don't want to believe that there is any kind of control in the world. You know, I find that the most people that want to deny the level of control that this country is over may even challenge this. I put a post up on Facebook of Melissa Perry, Melissa Harris Perry. Judge Report had a little blurb about her losing her show on MSNBC. Listen, this lady talks for the establishment, you know, race baiting and all this other kind of stuff, you know. Oh, God, you can't say that people are hard workers, because when she looks on her wall, she's got to look at all these people she's got plastered on her walls, these pictures of when Negroes were in the cotton fields. Listen, yeah, there were Negroes in the cotton fields. There were whites in the corn fields. There were whites in the Dust Bowl. There were indentured servitude. Listen, if you want to look this up, Islam had slaves, y'all. So Melissa Harris Perry on Drudge Report, they had a red X over her mouth. So I used that as a promotion blurb on Facebook, and don't you want to know something? Somebody deleted it because it wasn't politically correct. Because I was going to say she got shut down, but I'm not going to let people shut me down. And you want to know something? Even if you're not right, even if people don't agree with you, you still have a First Amendment right. Until they come out of the woodwork, until they come out of the fortresses of darkness and tell us that we are on continuity of government and no longer on the Constitution, and we are on the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act that suspends the Bill of Rights, then I'm going to continue to assert my First Amendment right, and I hope you guys will too, and not try to shut down everybody that doesn't agree with you right now, okay? And this is why. You know, we talk about certain things that are happening in the news. There is a phenomenon going on in this world right now, in this country, and it is the presidential race. We are in an election cycle. And I enjoy listening to people debate because I'm a very good debater myself. I don't just like to shut down somebody just to shut them down. I do it with truth. I do it with facts. And I could compel someone to look up certain things. But, you know, everybody now wants to be right. But if you're right, people will try to shut you down on the basis of your rightness and still want to believe in a lie. And I'll tell you what that is, guys. That is a sophisticated kind of programming that you're all being fed through your God on your wall. The God on the wall you got hooked up to tell you when your favorite shows are on. You sit there. I want somebody to stick a mirror in front of their face when they're sitting on that couch looking at that thing, and you better catch yourself with your mouth hanging open, drooling as you're watching that thing, because you will find yourself in a suspended disbelief, y'all. That's what it's doing to you. It's putting you in an alpha state. Why do you think so many people fall asleep in front of that thing? Some of y'all need to shut that thing off or throw it out of your window, like in Network. Well, you know, he didn't throw one out. You know, David Letterman used to have a bit where he would throw televisions and cantaloupes and watermelons off the roof. Anyway, some of y'all need to do that with your televisions. But in any event, I will say, when you talk about something that really is a horror and people don't want to believe that it's happening, like take the Planned Parenthood baby part issue, you know, selling baby parts. You'll talk to somebody about something like that and they'll go, well, what about research? That, you know, they don't say that makes it. Well, what? Listen to what you're saying to me, first of all. Don't just parrot with some guy eye level on your God on the television tells you, because you see, that's a strategy in the safe area of where they put the anchor person, first of all. Second of all, you're being fed. You're not looking up any of the facts that these people are telling you. And if you switch through all of the corporate channels, you find that their talking points are all the same. You could go from local to national broadcast channels, and you can find out that they're all saying the same thing. Why is that? And then you're going to sit there and you're going to tell me, but what about the research? It is a human life whose body parts are being bartered for research. You want to make pretend that that's not a living, breathing human? And you're going to validate the commodity of human baby parts for research. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? So what's the comeback? See, you stick up for the industry despite the horror. And let me tell you something, y'all, that's denial. You are in suspended disbelief and you are in denial, two very sophisticated forms of holding opposing the thoughts in your mind. Something that is too horrific to want to believe, and yet you will stick up for it. You want to know something? The Nazis used that. They could kill 1,000 people in a day in a concentration camp and go home and kiss their child on the cheek, and thinking they had the moral authority to do so. And then on the other hand, you know, hide the pin. You know, I've talked to people about the refugee situation. I said, you know, it is a very sophisticated geopolitical thing that's going on there. Oh, yeah, I have an opinion about that. I have my, you know, I'm sure you do, you know. People, if they're running, you know, from persecution, you know, we were the ones who would take them all in. But let me tell you something. It's not all women and children. Let me tell you, there have been terrorist cells in this nation. They're just being ready. They're just getting ready to be activated. But most of the guys that they're letting in are of army age, of a military age. And you're going to tell me, and you're going to sit there and tell me that I have an opinion about that. I would think that you don't have an opinion. Somebody gave you that opinion saying, oh, Christians, just let anybody in the United States. Christians, just let anybody up in here. If they had some understanding, no, they wouldn't. If they had any understanding about spiritual warfare, no, they wouldn't. Second of all, these guys aren't even vetted. They're not even documented. Why? On the other hand, did you know that Islam is not a race? And so if you don't want, you know, if you want people vetted, then you're a racist. If you don't want the Muslims are not a race, y'all. It's an ideology. Okay? Get the facts straight before you enter into a debate with somebody. It's just like what they're doing with Trump about the disavow the KKK. I've said it a million times, and then they make it look like he hasn't disavowed it. What is that about? Is it about disavow the KKK? Say that you don't, you know, haven't want anything to do with them, that you're not a racist, and that you're saying that the guys shouldn't be vetted so you're not going to be called a racist, but, you know, you have these guys coming out of the woodwork. Don't you understand about geopolitical strategies when someone is challenging an establishment? Can't you begin to look at the dots and go, damn, these guys are just... They're targeting him for that. And on the other hand, I think to myself, well, if he says the guy doesn't have a right to endorse him or to believe what he wants and to speak about it, then he's infringing on his First Amendment rights. So I see this as a trap. And you want to know something? Jesus went through the same thing in his day. You ever hear about Jesus and Caesar's coin? You see, the religious people, they brought him into the, they brought up a subject, well, should we pay taxes? Jesus said, give me a coin. Whose image and inscription is this on the coin? And they go, well, that's Caesar. And he goes, well, give to God what's God's and Caesar's to Caesar's. And what he was saying to the Pharisees, you're giving tithes. You're taking people's money, and then you're giving that as a tithe. You are, you know, you're not even adhering to what is right in the word that you supposedly believe in, but you want to take people captive. Give to Caesar the taxes, and to God what is God's. The woman caught in adultery. First of all, it takes two to tango, y'all. The lady gets caught in the very act, it says in the word. In the very act. Where's the guy? In the law, both parties are supposed to be taken in front of the community and in front of the eldership and stoned to death. But no, they wanted to trap him. Trap him in his speech. Same thing is happening with Trump, y'all. No, he may be the most ungodly man, but if you crack open your Bible, if you understand how God works and how God speaks, it is not always going to be favor on a godly person. You might not know this, but sometimes God gives a certain amount of time for mercy until judgments. Everybody wants to call out this and that, but I'll tell you what. If you're only looking for things to go down in the four walls of a church and you can't apply the things that Christ taught in the mainstream arena, man, y'all aren't getting it. You're not getting it. And the reason is that you're not being taught it. You're not being taught the truth. You're sitting under there in under a spirit of mind control because you got that television on. The word of God is applicable to the dealing with a programming that is rampant in the culture. And I go through this all the time. Yesterday. This is why I brought up the baby part thing. And a guy said to me, and this is always the comeback, but what about research? What the hell about it? Is it going to validate the murder and the dismemberment of children who are being deprived of their birthright of coming into this world as a free will agent? This is what I'm saying, y'all. The public is being programmed to defend their captives, and this is how the spirit of Antichrist works, and it's not just in the church, y'all, where you're just sitting up there trying to find out who's the Antichrist. It's a spirit. And if you really want to know something, if you think, you know, oh man, none of this is real. There's no spiritual component to the programming that's being put out. There's no there's no reinforcement in the you know, in the spiritual realm. Oh yes. These things are thought up in the pit of hell, y'all. Y'all don't want to believe it, but I'll tell you what. You're going to have to figure out what you want to do. It's called the default principle. And the default principle kind of works something like this. Maybe they preach it. Yeah, maybe the devil, or it might be the Lord. But you better serve somebody. Figure out what side of the fence you're going to be on, y'all. When you think about all this stuff and you say, oh, there's no such thing. There's no, you know, I don't believe in God. Look at your body. Look at nature. And know that in your spirit, in you, is a finite person who does not have the understanding to hold together universes. Come on. Break the self-deception and get real, because you have got to be real. Again, this is Natalie Albano. That was Bob Dylan. You got to serve somebody. And that's true. And the default principle is this, and you may not like hearing this. I'm sure I would have many to debate me on this one. If you don't make a decision, no matter what you believe, it's a principle. You serve yourself. You made a conscious decision to serve Satan. This is a spiritual principle that the enemy uses for the mass population that do not believe in God. God, holy God, the creator of heaven and earth, listens to people, whether they believe in Jesus Christ or not. When people grope for an understanding of who God is, he will honor it for a season, and then he'll bring Jesus up into your face. Believe me, y'all. This is experience talking. But I will say this. The default principle is this. Stay neutral. Do not make a decision. Yet, whether you want to receive Jesus or not, you've made your choice anyway. And the principle is, in the kingdom of darkness, the principle is that you serve the enemy anyway. Now, I know many people don't like hearing that. You want to be a devout atheist. You want to believe in what you want to believe as an agnostic. And by the way, that just means ignoramus. Listen, am I offending many people tonight? When I was in the world, I was very offended with Christ. Did you think that I would ever be on a podcast talking about Jesus, the real Jesus who came in the flesh? No, I would say that was not something that I thought I would ever be doing. But guess what? I had an awakening. And there is an awakening coming on many levels. But I will say this, if you don't want to be under the default principle, you have got to decide what side of the fence you are going to be on. No matter what geopolitically or culturally goes down, no matter how you think about the hypocrites up in the church and the four walls of a building, does anyone become perfect? That's the worst expression I've ever heard in the culture. That's perfect. It's like, you know, part of your brain is being suppressed from saying the word that you really want to say. Trust me, you don't want to be under the default. You do not have the strength to fend off forces that can kill you, get you in an accident, give you cancer, do anything to you, make you angry, have an angry altercation, and somebody take your life. Trust me, you don't want to be under the default principle, and I'm not spouting fear here. Some people have more generational blessings than they know who don't even know God. And for those who are in the church who sit up there and clap at everything, oh, this person, listen for a change. And know that life happens not only in the community of a bunch of believers, so-called, but it happens in the mainstream arena. where your destiny is just is not sitting up there shaking your head, affirming everything that a pastor is saying, where you're just sitting there being spoon-fed. Crack the book open and see what Christ said to the people of his day. And let me tell you something, most of the time, he was reaming the religious sect of his day. While he was going amongst those who are sinners, and let me tell you something, we all sin. Sorry, nobody's perfect. Let me give you that news flash with complete confidence. So what are you going to do? Stay under the default? Well, let me ask you this. If I hadn't corrected the thing about Madeleine Albright being the Secretary of State under Clinton instead of Ronald Reagan, would it have mattered? Would you have looked it up? The question you want to ask yourself is why? Why are you so willing to be spoon-fed information? Why are you so willing to be passive? Well, y'all, at the end of the day, you're going to have to serve somebody. I hope I've offended everyone who hears this. I'll know my job is done. But in the meantime, this is Natalie Albano. You have got to be real on this March 3rd, 2016. Until the next time, because I had to work on Sunday, it had to be tonight. God bless you. See you Sunday.